Hurricane Isabel has come and gone, but a lot of households on the East Coast have unpleasant souvenirs, mud, mold, and unspeakable mess. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates is here with the details. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Mike. And you're right, it is not a pretty picture. Whenever there's massive flooding, as there was in Northern Virginia from Isabel, and as there has been in the Midwest in the spring, there are always people left with devastating damage afterwards. I spoke with a couple of disaster recovery experts who told me how they deal with getting your house back. Here's Trevor Martin from Colorado Catastrophe. He's describing what a house looks like once the floodwaters recede.
Typically, when you go into an environment like this, what you'll find is that if it's floodwaters, they typically bring in heavy materials into the house or home as well as the water itself, like dirt and soil debris. So you'll actually see residue lines of where the water had receded to, almost like a bathtub ring with mineral deposits at the edge of where the water line is. So you can literally see where the water has traversed to and where it has receded from.
Sounds pretty nasty.
Actually, it gets worse. I asked Trevor how a house in that condition smells.
Oh, well, it really depends in the type of water, but typically it's a mildewy smell, mold smell. It depends on how long it's been sitting there. A lot of times, it's almost like from floodwaters, it's a pond-type smell.
And Gary Bloom of Paul Davis Restoration in West Fargo, North Dakota, is even more blunt about that smell.
It smells like going into an old outhouse.
Well, given the conditions these guys are describing, can you ever restore a house to the point that you'd want to live in it again after this kind of water damage?
You can sometimes, but it's hard and it's expensive. Here's Gary Bloom again on the first few steps.
You're probably going to be looking at tearing the carpet and the pad out, the linoleum, the cabinets are probably swollen by now. Probably talking the doors have taken on water and split and cracked.
That's a ton of work. And wouldn't floodwaters leave health problems, too?
Yeah, you're right, they would. Both Gary Bloom and Trevor Martin say that mold after floods can be a big problem, especially if it's warm and humidity starts to build up. Trevor says they try to get at it right away after ripping up all the stuff Gary just described. They use water extractors to take the water out of the carpets and furniture. If it's hardwood, they might be able to save it. If your furniture frame is plywood, then you'll probably have to scrap it. Then they come in with high-powered hoses to scour the floors and the walls and remove that bathtub ring Trevor Martin described so graphically. And finally, they truck in these huge dehumidifiers, some are as large as refrigerators, to suck the moisture out of the air.
This sounds very expensive and probably isn't covered by insurance.
Sometimes it isn't covered at all, Mike, and often the deductibles for floods is higher, so homeowners are paying thousands and thousands of dollars even with a policy, but that still might be cheaper than buying a new house.
Thank you, Karen.
Mike, you're welcome.
Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.